see Radio Devon.
Make a difference.
Now, an inspirational Plymouth woman is, she's recovered after undergoing surgery to remove a brain tumour and continues to live with epilepsy, now trying to help others in the same situation. Until the age of Victoria Watson Bradley, but I don't want to say that on air. Morning, Victoria.
Morning.
You've produced an app, haven't you?
I have indeed.
This is very clever. You take all the glory. Tell us what the app is for and what it stands for, please.
Okay, so the app is called BrainSet, and that's brain for seizures, epilepsy and tumours.
Yeah.
And I had it built, because when I had my brain surgery 4 years ago and then continued to be unwell with seizures, I was told that I wasn't able to work, but trying to find your way around the systems to get financial help, get counselling, all of the help that you need, including finding out what type of brain tumour you've got and what type of seizures you have. Mm. It's really, really difficult for anybody. But for somebody whose brain just isn't working properly, it's even harder. So what the app does is it gets as much as possible, if not all of the information that you need, with all of the links to those organisations, and just puts them all together in one place. So it's very easy to use.
Isn't that clever? We'll give the name of it again in a moment, Victoria. Okay.
Okay.
What was life like for you? What were you up to before you had the brain tumour?
Busy. I was always busy. I was always working. I had worked overseas previously, came home to spend more time with my grandchildren. I was always busy. I was always running around, working, partying, going to see friends and playing with my grandchildren.
And then life really changed for you, didn't it?
It changed for all of us, really. It's very easy to say it changed just for me, but for my grown-up daughters and my grandchildren, it changed as well.
Is it easy to explain how difficult life became after the surgery?
I don't even think that 4 years on I can still explain it.
Wow. That's massive, isn't it?
It is. It's you have to go through a grieving process, because you're grieving for yourself. If you were happy with your life, if you were busy, you were used to everything, and then it just stops. It's like hitting a wall. Everything just stops, and there's no explanation. There's no reason. There's nobody standing in front of you telling you that everything's going to be okay. Even if it's not going to, you're never going to go back to the person that you were. And that's very difficult to accept.
That is such a strong statement that you said, Victoria. And I've never heard anyone say that before. Grieving for yourself.
Mm. Yeah. It takes a long time to accept that. And when you do, I've cried. I've cried more tears than I ever knew that was possible.
How are you now?
I have good days and bad days. So I was going to come and chat to you on, I think it was Wednesday.
But I'd
had seizures on Tuesday, so I just wasn't well enough.
But you get better days?
At the moment, I have seizures every 2 weeks. More or less, every 2 to 3 weeks. It takes me an average of 4 or 5 days to recover from a seizure, and then you're waiting for the next one. So it's always waiting for the next one.
And do you mind if I sort of just ask a follow-up question to that? Is it a case, Victoria, if you think, oh, I might be due one today?
Yeah. Yeah, always. Wow. It's like living on a knife edge.
The app that you've developed, it's called BrainSet, S-E-T.
Yeah.
What would you say if I asked you what's the most important reason why it's needed?
Because there is so much information. If you go to, and I would never wish it on anybody, but when somebody goes to the hospital and they speak to their neurosurgeon, it starts with, and the neurosurgeon, for example, said to me, Victoria, you have a meningioma. But they're so busy that they just don't get time to explain exactly what that is. And actually, I still don't remember what that is or what he said to me after the word brain tumour came out. I remember nothing. Mm. And so what the app does is it will give you links to all of those informations. So it's easy. It'll be on your phone and it's very easy to find.
Yeah.
Those are the things that are important, the things that we need to get on with every day-to-day life with all of the help and support we need. And then there's additional things on top of that.
I know you want to make this free for people to use, and you're fundraising at the moment, so you can do a big launch of the app, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So where can we find out more about this, Victoria? I'm sure after hearing you, there'll be many people interested in this, you know.
Thank you. I'm on all social media. Everything is under the name BrainSet. So we're on Facebook. We've got YouTube. We've got a podcast. I've got Instagram, and everything is under the name BrainSet.
And that's all one. It's two words, isn't it? BrainSet.
On Facebook, it's BrainSet. Obviously, yes. With all social media, they sort of mess around out how you can find the name. But yes, and Facebook is the easiest way. It's Brain, and then the separate word is Set.
I just looked it up. If I can find it that quickly, everyone else will be able to. And your latest post, the latest post there, is you're speaking on the radio this morning, and here you are.
Yes, it is.
And thank you for doing it, Victoria, and helping spread the message and raising awareness as well. And just to remind everybody, BrainSet, the SET stands for Seizures, Epilepsy and Tumours.
Yes.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Can you give us an update, please, when you launch the app? Because I know you will. You will launch it.
Yes, I will do. I'd love to. Thank you.
And we can let everyone know then. That would be brilliant. Have a great day today, won't you, Victoria?
Yes, I will do. A great, blowy, possibly rainy day.
But you're alive to see it.
Just about hanging on by a thread.
You go, girl. That's the way. Take good care, won't you?
Yes, and you too.